USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case due to her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The key points in question are the timing of their relationship's onset relative to Wade's appointment and whether Willis benefited financially from that appointment. The judge says he will have a decision within 2 weeks. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected a bill designed to restrict children's access to social media platforms.
As much as I think it's harmful to have people on these social media platforms for 5 or 6 hours a day, you know, a parent can supervise a kid to use it more sparingly.
Despite overwhelming support in both the House and Senate, DeSantis expressed discomfort with its wording. The CDC has updated its guidelines, stating that Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. Released on Friday, the new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. There could be major windswept storms and perhaps sandstorms through the early part of the weekend in America's high desert. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The National Weather Service calling for Saturday's winds in Nevada and Utah to hit 60 miles per hour or more. Forecasters calling for localized wind bursts of hurricane strength in some places on Saturday. There are also blizzard and winter weather warnings in much of the mountainous regions nearby.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill Friday, extending the deadline further into the month. In the following weeks, lawmakers will need to reach an agreement to pass several appropriations bills. The legislation extends one funding deadline to next Friday and another to March 22nd. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to begin sales of abortion pills, possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill. That is according to separate statements. The leader of the Republican impeachment push against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is changing course on his retirement plans. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green has decided not to leave Congress at the end of his term, following appeals from fellow lawmakers, constituents, and former President Trump. Green had previously declared his intention not to seek re-election shortly after the House voted to impeach Mayorkas. The swag bags for this year's Oscars boast a value of almost $250,000. Curated by Distinctive Assets, they feature an array of luxurious skincare and wellness items, designer throw pillows, and extravagant trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests and a three-night retreat at a private villa in St. Bart's. The 96th Academy Awards happens on March 10th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.